respect you immediately, I saw it in there. But the reason, I began it. And remembered it.
And developed into a sensational thing. And it's a well-known song, apparently. Because
yeah, it is a well. I understand your song. I don't know what it is.
I never heard of it. But as I say, I got home at dinner that night and I said, you know, the president of the prayer breakfast this morning based his thing on a song. Let there be, and my daughter said, and let it begin with me. She played it right back. And I said, well, do you know that song? And she said, oh yeah, and she sang it.
Must be something. It's probably one of these.
It's a beatnik song, I imagine.
Yeah.
It may be one like that, you know, the thing Huffman used for his sermon. But that's all right, too. Twist their stuff around.
Why not? The communists take freedom and liberation. But you see, I was thinking of the mail, the use of the mail. I'm trying to think of ways that I'm thinking of the nobles. I'm thinking of,
well, part of it,
people have got to, but you know, nobody will ever get it unless they feel it. They just, and I guess that's why most of them are in office. Because goddamn, the politician is just sixth sense for him, I guess. A lot of them don't either. I just think you've got to do a little better. It'll be an enormous help to me if now and then out of the mail something comes in, you know. Or
reached that point. And then he said the real danger is that one is the individual is probably the last one to realize when he's past that point. I think that was very introspective. I think he thinks he has, and I think he probably is right.
We were talking today about the future. What we do this year and for policy. And he's obviously trying to find his trouble.
Yes.
He's troubled about, to him, wrapping up this thing now is not challenging. It's a pain in the ass. And I had a really rating about the importance of getting this economic thing in a way that we could sell it.
running hard on this terrible thing the president's doing, and he won't explain why. And that was simple enough that people understood. He's bombing the shit out of him, he won't tell us why he's doing it. And then the political leaders expanded on that.
Took
one
right.
more step and said, he's gone mad.
That's right.
And the president's insane. And nobody believed that, but it's an erosion kind of thing.
Then
you stopped.
And they stopped and went back to Paris.
And all of a sudden, there they are with another blob of mud in their face.
And they wonder, and they still pass their resolution, so those bastards are going to look bad. There's Carlos told me, got his call, you know, from Saxby's office about wondering why.
About this letter?
He wrote some statement.
Schedule a due date ahead.
Well, when it's going to be, and then whenever you schedule a speech,
not,